Welcome back to the Inspiring Incompetence Podcast. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend you brush after listening. How's everybody listening? How's everybody doing?
Listening.
And how's everybody listening?
How are you listening?
With my ears. So, we're still at Hammer Rock. Everybody's still happy to be here.
Yeah.
And you guys are up atop Temiazrol's roost, the bronze dragon that used to reside here and you recently destroyed as a worm wraith, but not before it took its due with it in Valbar.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Valbar. You guys got a pretty solid exploration of the courtyard done. There are still a couple nooks and crannies that you still haven't looked through. And then there's the central keep itself in that central southern end. But yeah, right now you guys are atop the Dragon's Roost. You've discovered that this is the location of the Hammer Rock Witch Gate. And you are accompanied by 2 crypt dragons. Yes. One of them is named Sepithet, and one of them is named... Fuck.
Targariv.
Thank you.
Just had to pull up my notes.
So Sepithet and Targariv claim they know a ritual that can supposedly shut down a witch gate.
Supposedly.
So Sepithet looks at you all and says,
"My brother and I will, of course, take care of the more complicated part of the ritual, but what we really need from you are those small, nimble hands. You see, the ritual requires the casters to metaphysically untangle the ley lines, and our..."
She like flexes her giant dragon claws.
"Our powerful limbs are ill-suited for such small folk work. Would you perhaps be interested in helping us?"
"Well, of course. That's what we're here for. Right, team?"
Yes. "Of course."
"Fantastic.
In fact, our genus was just saying that he would like to go first."
"Oh, I guess I did."
"Adorable. You clearly have no idea how the ritual is performed. Not to worry. We will take care of the technical side of it. You can simply do as you're told, and everything will work out."
Sense motive? Is that a thing I can do without them knowing?
Yes. You can think about how what they said makes you feel.
Yeah.
Without them knowing about that.
Well, I don't know.
Are you trying to detect a falsehood in what Sepithet has said, or are you trying to detect...
an ulterior motive.
Okay.
You want me to put my hands in some sort of loom?
Sure.
A loom of unadulterated magic energy.
Yeah. Seems like I'm going to lose hands. Oh, come on. Natural 1 for a 13. See, that's why I wasn't even sure, right? Like, oh, can I even figure this out? Natural 1.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like just do as you're told and everything should work out fine.
Perfect.
I suppose there is one hiccup, though. See, the ritual requires incense, incense that we don't have. The incense can be derived from grinding up certain plants that can be found in the first world.
And then she kind of cranes her neck towards Kyrodera Forest and says,
"Luckily, I think that forest may well be an extension of the first world itself."
"How fortuitous."
"Indeed."
Yeah, fortuitous.
"These small folk can go fetch the herbs for us while we prepare ourselves for the ritual."
"Oh, right. Are you gonna write a shopping list down for us or something?"
"If we could have written it down for you, we wouldn't need you to do what we ask in the first place."
"Now, Targariv, their minds are tiny, and they may need to rely on a written list in order to remember."
"Oh, yes, indeed. Their memories are not as extensive as ours, I suppose.
Certainly not. Though they are doing a very good job.
Oh, absolutely. And
Targaryen almost reaches out to, like, pat you on the head, but realizes he would probably crush you and stops.
Well, I assume one of you knows how to do the writing.
Oh, yeah.
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 Arginus. Great. He's a really good writer.
Okay. So between Sepithet and Targaryen, they make a list for you of specific plants that would do best for being ground into incense for this ritual. They give you a couple descriptions, like a certain quantity that you would need. So basically what this is going to require is for you guys to return to Kyrodera Forest, spend some time foraging, make either a knowledge nature or a survival check, and on a success you will have the herbs that you need. On a failure, it'll take you a little bit longer.
Why does this sound so easy? Is it deep in the forest, or we could just sort of poke our toesies in?
I mean, you know what would have been easier? If you guys were even a little bit nice to the Wild Hunt, they might have just given you guys some keepsakes that would have functioned as the plants you needed without going back into the forest. But
there it is.
Now you gotta go back.
Well, all right then. No use wasting time. Let's get after it. Arginus, let me see that list.
It also occurs to me that the haunt that we went through on the way in here, haunts are kind of like traps, whereas they have to be disarmed in order to not like reset after X amount of time. I don't know how long the reset time is on this, but we might have to go through that basically a weird spell again on the way back. Depending on timing.
On that note, though, if I recall, Thalias is channeling the Hierophant today and can potentially put down that haunt with channeling energy.
No way. Well, look at me. I'm already paying dividends.
All right. So you guys do anything to prepare before you set back out to Kyrodera?
I just double-check Archinus's notes here. Get out there and realize he, totally cocked it up.
He just, like, made, like, a flip book of stick figures walking through the woods.
He drew himself as a dragon.
I am the dragon.
But, yeah. You guys can...
Now, whoa. Hold on. Arginus is, like, a master teleporter guy?
Yeah.
Can we just, like, blink in, blink back?
Do you remember why you're getting the herbs in the first place?
You're so wise.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. You got me there.
Do you know why, Joe?
Yeah, because we can't teleport. That's the whole thing about us.
Okay. So, we doing flight? We doing, like, pre-buffs? Anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you what we're not doing.
Teleporting? Yep. All right, cool. Glad we're on the same page.
So I'm thinking flight is next best. I mean, Uhtred's got his awesome steed. I'm much faster when I'm flying.
Yeah. Yep. You also have the broom.
Got the broom.
Yep. I believe my chest allows me to fly.
Yeah. You have, like, the armor that gives you fly once a day and your boots that give you, what, 3 a day?
Yeah, something like that.
And Joe also has his shield that lets him fly once a day.
Yeah.
Yep.
The broom just lasts longer.
All right, so first things first, I want to get a perception check from everybody. We'll give everybody a +4 bonus on that.
Okay.
22 for our genus.
20 for Thalias.
29 perception.
All right, so you guys are flying through the, like, that no man's land between Hammer Rock and Kyrodera Forest, and nobody rolled high enough on their perception checks to notice the distressed voices of the unquiet, emotional echo of the people who died from the Radiant Fire at Hammer Rock. So there will be no one acting in the surprise round, as you are hit with the same haunt as yesterday.
But that's the thing I can stop.
Yeah. And I just double checked. Acting in the surprise round is the only thing that can... if you can't act in the surprise round, then you can't neutralize the haunt after the fact.
Quick, give it to Nick.
Nick didn't get it either.
Why not? He's the surprise
rounder.
Yeah, but
he's always part of the surprise round.
Yeah, I'm always in the surprise round.
All right, go ahead and give it your best positive energy attack, Uhtred.
I don't have any of those.
Dig deep.
Wait. I don't think I have any positive. The only thing I thought I might be able to do is use my necklace, but those are all self-cast. I don't have any heal spells. I don't get channeling.
Yeah. I don't think we actually thought that you would, but it was good that we looked for bonuses. I think that's an important, thing for us to be...
Can I throw a cure potion at it?
Unfortunately, no. So you guys are flying away from Hammerrock, and all of a sudden your shadows just leap out like 50 feet in front of you as this blinding light explodes at your backs, and the echo of the radiant fire shoots out from Hammerrock and overtakes you. Everybody give me will saves. This is versus a mind affecting effect.
I'm gonna use, I think it's the clover that gives you the +4. Or is that the horseshoe?
The horseshoe is +4 once a day.
Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Have we rested? Oh, we did rest in the awesome stable house.
Yep, that's why you're a Hierophant today, because you rested and
yeah,
swapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I am also going to use my lucky horseshoe.
Yep. And bear in mind, you have Mind Blank, so add whatever you need to from that as well.
Dude, 35. Get on my level.
No, it's more than that. It's 40, I believe. Did you get a +5?
Oh, he just said it. Mind blank. 40.
Wow.
I'm going to go 28, because I'm going to use a hero point.
I'm going to go 35.
All right. You've all made your will saves to disbelieve the weird effect, but now I'm going to need a fortitude save.
Okay. Is that an emotional effect?
It's not. As your frequency flipped O-balls react to the echo of the radiant fire.
Oh, high five, Uhtred, look at us.
15 boys.
Yeah.
14.
Oh, and that was our base roll, by the way. I got a 32.
You got a 34.
All right, so our genus is going to take 18 points of damage, and you guys are already flying in that direction, but our genus is just rocketed ahead of you. And so, in the blink of an eye, he's like pushed 50 feet farther towards Kyrodera than Uhtred or our genus.
There's like heat coming off the back of him.
He hit the Nas.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, with that, with that out of the way, you guys are free to continue the rest of the way to Kyrodera.
On the road again.
I mean, do we want to, disable this thing in case we got to come back this way to the Witch Gate?
Can we disable it now?
No.
I thought that was the thing that we couldn't.
Only during the surprise round. And, I mean, most haunts have a secondary method of, shutting it down. But that's, specific to that haunt, and it's usually a very involved thing that requires research and lots of time to do.
Yeah. You gotta sit down and figure out how it started so that you can cut it off at its source and all that.
Is it based on a location? Can we just sort of avoid this area in the future?
It's unclear. Usually a haunt is localized to a specific room or a specific object, but both times this has happened, it's been when you guys are just crossing the no man's land between Hammerrock and Kyrodera.
So I was gonna say, what are the odds we triggered this twice? The third time, let's put a stick in the ground that says, "Hey, stop walking over this exact piece of land."
Yeah, it says here, if you roll a deeper scent three times and they get a one all three times, then they accidentally stepped on the same 5-foot square that the haunt is tied to.
And this time we were flying, which makes it even crazier.
We were flying last time, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
5-foot cube, suspended in midair. You guys hit it twice. Like
a fucking Mario Kart.
All right, so yeah, you guys are back in Kyrodera Forest. Lush jungle. The plants that kind of like hug on you a little bit as you walk past them. But they're not, they don't seem to be evil like in the Gallo Gardens.
Right.
But yeah, with that, you guys can take out your shopping list and get foraging. Everybody can give me a knowledge nature or survival check.
Sounds good.
And with the Crypt Dragon's descriptions, even though they were being humongous assholes about it, you'll get a +4 on your checks to identify the correct plants.
Well, I have terrible rolls, so I hope this isn't coming to me. Well, 20 is probably the best I'm going to do here. Knowledge nature. Argenis, scratch just at the next couple plays out.
I don't think I've rolled higher than a goddamn 6.
I hand the list back to you, right side up, so that you can actually read it with your 10 survival check. Freaking guy.
All right, so what do we got?
Well, Uhtred had a 33 on the knowledge nature.
Uhtred saving the day again with his freaking checks. So it's 37, 24, 14. Uhtred, Thalias, Argenis.
So it's going to take you guys several hours to gather the necessary herbs, but with Uhtred's knowledge nature check, you will successfully do that. I'm just going to make a couple rolls, don't mind me.
I do mind you, by the way. Making a couple rolls for why?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, nothing good.
All right, so very slowly, you guys work on filling your quota. It's been nearly 4 hours, and you guys are just about done. That's when you hear the sound of somebody or something walking through the forest, and it seems to be coming your way.
Is it loud, angry, soft?
It doesn't sound like anything super big. It sounds like maybe like a person just kind of clumsily making their way through the forest.
One of us. Okay, I'm a hide. But wait, I'm flying. Oh, but now I'm surviving. Yeah, I'm gonna hide.
Actually, that's not a bad option there. Greater invisibility seems to be the play there.
So I start putting like leaves and branches on myself, and then I see Argenis turn invisible. Like, oh, right. And then I'm going to turn invisible as well. And I'll shout, Uhtred, turn invisible. Something's coming.
I use my ring to go invisible.
Yeah, I'm going to use greater invisibility.
All right.
That's the only invisibility I know. Or is it? Either way, I'm greater invisible.
All right, so you guys all turn invisible. And the underbrush adjacent to the edge of the clearing that you're in starts to rustle. And then it gives one great heave and out steps a man. His skin is a deep golden color. He kind of steps out and he like looks around like maybe he knew that somebody was here, but he stepped out into the clearing and doesn't see anybody. Uhtred and Thalias, you actually recognize this person.
Okay.
Maybe you're going crazy, but it appears to be Reed Reaper, the Shabti gardener that you met at Deathbower back on the Dead Roads.
I'll dismiss my invisibility and... Can it be? Do my eyes deceive me? Is that you, Reed Reaper?
Oh my. This is quite the shock. I knew there were some mortals who were investigating up here, but I never expected it to be someone I had met before.
Trust me, I'm shocked to be running into someone I've met before here too, let alone you.
Yes, it has been quite some time since we've been together, no?
It feels like a few lifetimes ago.
Well, I guess that depends on how long your life is.
I'm surprised I've made it this long.
You hear a soft sob come out of nowhere.
Thelias is averaging, a death every month?
Yeah. Depends on how long your life is.
At the sound of that soft sob, like, all of a sudden Reed Reaper's hand shoots out, and you can just see the shadows around him just coalesce into the shape of a scythe in his hand. He turns, like, what is that? Who's there?
I dropped my invisibility scared, like I crapped it out of myself. Hey, Reed Reaper, it's me, Thelias. Good to see you.
You are Thelias, but you look different.
Right, because of my face. Yeah. Well, it's a long story, but...
Well, I mean, I know you humans, you know, your appearance changes rather quickly, but you seem to have changed much faster than him, and he points at Uhtred.
Yeah, no, I died, and then I was a ectoplasm for a while, and that was cool, and then my buddy died, and that was really tough, but then I came back as him, and now he's not ectoplasm, he's sort of gone for good, maybe, or maybe he's still around. I have nightmares, but no, I mean, it is me, but this, yeah, I can see why you'd be confused about it.
Arginus pops out.
Oh, yes. It was all in the cards. I saw you making your way through the bush.
Who are you? Who's this now?
Oh, I'm Arginus. Nice to meet you.
We're the,
Phrasmophore. Yes, I said first.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I had heard the rumors of people using that name. Uhtred, you allow yourself to blaspheme her name so?
I've never referred to us as that.
Is that true?
I try not to, but it just makes him so dang happy.
I feel like someone in this group said it at one point. I forgot.
Valmar did.
Yeah, I do say it every episode, but I swear someone who... Oh, wait, it was Alex playing another character. That's what it was.
And Valmar did refer to us as the Phrasmophore at one point.
Right.
He was one of the good ones. So what the hell are you doing here? Long way from the dead roads.
Indeed. If you remember, I kind of traveled with you when you left Deathbower.
Oh, yeah. I scratch my head a little bit as if I've taken a couple beatings too many.
The two of you and your other two companions at the time went back to, I guess, wherever your home was, whereas I traveled to Ossidian to see the land that I have in my memories that are not really mine, but I needed to see them for myself.
I understand completely. So how about... What brought you here?
Even down in Ossidian, we hear of the troubles here in the Gravelands. And with a threat of undead, the magnitude of the Whispering Tyrant, I could not, in good conscience, stay away. For several thousand of your years, I spent my time serving Mictena, making sure that the balance between life and death was preserved. Once word reached me of exactly how bad the problem was up here, I could no longer stay away. My personal mission is not quite fulfilled, but this seemed to take greater import.
Well, that is mighty fine of you.
And you, what brings you here? I figured once you got home, you'd be, you know, enjoying your second chance at life.
Elias pulls up a stump, sits down. Unless anyone stops me, I'm just gonna tell him all of our misadventures from the last time we saw him.
It's gotta be
done. I'm not gonna role play it out, but it's like, oh boy, here we go.
Let me tell you.
Cracks knuckles.
My goodness. I know I had been waging my own personal war against undeath down in Ossidian, but it pales in comparison to what you've been dealing with up here.
Yeah, and, well, you know, we've been doing our best, but it seems like a never-ending road. But the good news is, and I look to the rest of my team, it does seem like there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, indeed. Do tell.
Well, our current mission here, when I hold up the list of ingredients, is to turn off the Witch Gate over in Hammer Rock. Right here, we're going to turn off the Witch Gate with these herbs in Hammer Rock. We got a couple of dragons waiting for us. I know what you're thinking. Dragons? They're the good ones. Probably.
Oh, you have met Targaryve and Sepathet.
Oh, well, then you already know.
Oh, yes. Yes, I traveled here with them. We were separated a few days ago. I had something to investigate here in the forest. I see they must have caught up with you. That is fortunate.
Well, perfect. Oh, yeah, this is great. So, listen, we got the stuff, and we're going to go back there. We're going to fix the Witch Gate, and bingo bango, job well done, right? On to the next one.
Yeah, we got the grass. Nothing left to do but smoke it.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
So what do you say? You want to come with us, or you still have business to attend to in here?
No, my business is concluded. I simply heard some rustling coming from this direction and wanted to investigate. I never would have imagined to find the two of you here after so long.
Well, apparently there is good luck in the world, huh?
It is more than that. This is Our Lady of Fate guiding our hands, guiding our destinies.
Thalias nods along, thinking that he's died a couple times. He's not super sold on fate, but yes, destiny, yeah.
Lucia's not super sold on Our Lady.
Also, I feel like I should note that Reed Reaper does look like he's recognizable to you, but he does look very different from the last time you saw him.
Okay.
He's got a big beard.
No. As a Shabti, I don't even know if he could grow a beard.
Yeah, he's not like, is he? He's not made of wood, is he?
No.
I forget, he was something off about him. Like, he wasn't
He's flesh, but like he's... He's like,
is he a Duskwalker?
No, he's a Shabti.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically his skin is like a bronzy gold color.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
He looks like a statue looking thing.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of a, like an Egyptian tunic cinched at the waist and all that. But, now he's, like, his face is still recognizable as that, but he is now sporting, like, on his head is almost like a crown of like flowers, which Uhtred and Thalias would probably note looks very similar to what Mictena had on when you guys like encountered her.
Okay.
He has giant like raven-like wings, very similar to what you saw on Thut. He has a cloak that looks to be made of like multicolored feathers, and he has another thing that's not active at the moment, but like that's those would be like notable differences in his appearance from last time.
He went to the upgrade shop, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yep. The big thing would be like the big ass like bird wings that he's sporting now.
Yeah, the big ass bird wings, definitely noticeable.
And like they're specifically like they like specifically look like the wings of, like, Thut, of that specific type of psychopomp.
Awesome. It's going to be real awkward when we resurrect Valbar.
Also, at his waist, he is carrying a kopesh, which is, like, a curved sword, like a crescent-shaped sword, like he has in the picture. But it looks very old. Like, it looks like it was well-made in its time, but it looks like it may have been sitting in Osiriani tomb for a few thousand years.
Okay.
Same thing with like a sword that he or a shield that he carries on his back. Like it's a very fine looking shield, but it's like there's kind of like rust on the edges. It looks like it's been sitting around for a long time.
Okay.
Mechanically, those have no function for the character. They're just stuff that he found while checking out his old memories in Osirian.
Awesome.
But yeah, I think we are set to head back if the gathering is done.
Just about. I just like a perception check from everybody.
Okay.
That's a 29.
31. Let's go.
A 26.
Oh, wait, you're not going to run us into this haunt again, are you?
I would if I had no choice.
25.
These feel worse than our last ones. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
These are markedly better than our last ones.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You guys have been kind of talking and foraging while you're talking. Just kind of getting the last few plants that you need for this ritual. When suddenly, the edge of the clearing explodes with the appearance of a creature.
It's an odd way to phrase it.
Is it?
It's not a creature pops out, it's explodes with the appearance of a creature.
Yeah.
Alarm bells are going off in my head, but I don't know what they mean.
This six-limbed beast approaches with a fluid grace. Barbed quills run along its back, and its eyes glow with a blue light. Uhtred will be part of the surprise round, but everybody roll initiative. All right, Reed Reaper.
17.
Okay. Uhtred?
15.
And your modifier is what?
14.
Thalias?
19.
And Arginus?
21.
So the two slowest in the initiative are going in the surprise round.
This is all backwards.
That's so funny. Uhtred, you are going first in the surprise round.
Do we get a knowledge check against this thing?
Good call.
You can give me a knowledge arcana check. And so can anybody else that wants to.
I actually have points in this one.
Yeah, 14 for Reed Reaper.
24 for Thalias.
37 for Uhtred.
And that's a 27 for Arginus.
Okay, Arginus and Uhtred identify this creature as a Bandersnatch. Bandersnatches are consummate hunters, and only the deadliest predators or the most cunning, intelligent prey offer them sport. Once a Bandersnatch has marked a creature for death, it runs it to ground without fear, rest, or remorse. Arginus can ask one question about a Bandersnatch, and Uhtred can ask three.
And Thalias gets how many?
Zero.
All right. Give me one cool offensive ability.
You're aware of the Bandersnatch's gaze attack. Anytime a creature meets a Bandersnatch's gaze, it needs to make a fortitude save or become confused. This is a mind-affecting compulsion effect, and it has a range of 30 feet.
So we all in agreement just fly up and pass this thing?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
I mean, based on the description, it's still going to like just follow us and chase us down.
Yeah, let's just kill it from the air, honestly.
Well, I can't really kill things from the air because that would require range. So you said I had three questions?
Yes.
How about any DR?
They have no DR.
I'd like to know what senses it has.
You know, it has blind sense, which is the not precise sense. It can just kind of, it knows what square you're in. It has dark vision, low light vision, and scent.
And scent kind of works similar to blind sense, right? Where it like lets you know the square they're in?
Yes. Blind sense has like a specific range where it starts to work. Scent can theoretically work from like a super far distance. It all depends on your perception checks.
How about any energy defenses?
You're not aware of any energy defenses, but it is Uhtred's turn.
I'm going to use a swift action to use an Arcana point to give myself +4, and then I will use a second Arcana point to Bane
Magical Beast.
Bane Magical Beast. And then for my standard action, I'm going to cast a Mirror Image.
It is the Bandersnatch's turn, and I think I'm just going to roll percent die. 1 through 50, it's going to go after Reed Reaper. 51 through 100, it's going to go after Arginus.
Yo, you should kill Matt's character before he even gets to play it.
41, Reed Reaper it is.
spirit.
All right, it is going to charge at Reed Reaper, and it's going to go for a bite. All right, Reed Reaper, that's going to be a 53 versus your AC, flat-footed AC.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think so. Oh, fuck, hold on. I just realized I haven't rolled his HP yet. Because I wanted to...
I have a feeling it's not going to matter pretty soon.
He's saving you a step. roll his HP now and do just max roll HP. Like 210 HP or some shit.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to take damage?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, you're going to take 24 points of damage from its bite.
Is that the best you got?
And that's going to be a 46 to grab.
Let me double. Yeah. Yes, that grabs.
All right. The Reed Reaper is grabbed by the Bandersnatch. And that begins combat proper. Arginus.
Arginus takes a 5-foot step and casts haste.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, so you're not attacking the Bandersnatch, but I assume you're including Reed Reaper in your targeting for haste?
Yes.
All right. Obviously, you're not going to be looking directly at the Bandersnatch, but
right.
To target Reed Reaper, you still need to look in that direction. So I'm gonna do the partially looking at the Bandersnatch for the gaze attack.
Okay.
So that's going to be a 50% chance that you are affected. Do you want highs or lows?
Lows, nose.
So lows, you are not affected.
Yeah.
All right. 34. All right, everybody is hasted. It's Elias. It's your turn.
So, I'm normally not the Hierophant, but I know there's a way that I can do basically what I was doing before as the Hierophant. How do I do that again?
You can do your Trance of 3.
It gives you access to, I don't think you get the Champion Charge ability, but you still get, like, the extra attack as if you were a champion, I think.
I'm looking for it. Is this thing evil? Oh, I wouldn't know. I'd have to attack the frig.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So a champion attack on a full attack if I do the Trance of 3. That's what it is. Okay. So I'm not going to do that right away, but I am going to move up and attack this thing. So I won't get a lot of my stuff, but next turn I can unload on him. But shovel time, 42 to hit.
Also, I need to ask, are you looking directly at this thing? Or are you partially looking at it, or are you closing your eyes?
Yeah. I'm going to swing in the square that it's at. So not eyes closed, but also I am trying to hit it.
So it's going to have a 20% concealment.
I totally forgot about that ability.
Yep. All right, so that does beat its AC. So let's just do 1 through 20 is a... miss from concealment. 48. So you're good. Why don't you give me damage?
Sweet. You're going to love this. 32 damage and 1 acid.
Very nice.
And then I think I get my haste attack.
Not when you charge.
Not when I charge.
But now we're doing a 50% chance to see if you are affected by its gaze. You want highs or lows?
Yeah. Okay, I want highs.
All right, so 51 to 100, you will not be affected by the gaze.
Yeah.
95.
Yes, 95. I'm super not affected. Not very effective.
All right, up next is Reed Reaper.
So Reed Reaper is, as a move action, he is going to make the kind of like those shadows coalesce into a weapon in his hand. But in this time, instead of the big scythe, he's going to manifest a battle axe. And this is functionally going to be a +3 keen flaming frost battle axe.
Keen flaming frost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just made that up.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. I can see why Alex kills you first.
And then as a standard action, I am going to Vital Strike this Bandersnatch with the Battle Axe.
Give it to me.
Power attacked. That's a 43 to hit.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
So that is going to deal 46 damage plus 1 fire and 3 cold damage.
Backing up real quick, are you looking directly at it, or are you partially looking at it, or are you not? Are you closing your eyes?
No, I'll stare right in the face.
All right.
So, will save?
Give me a will save. I don't suppose our genus ever cast his fourth mind blank on Reed Reaper before this combat started.
No, oh, I doubt it.
What are the odds?
No, no, I'm assuming not.
All right, sorry, it's not a will save, it's a fortitude save.
Oh, okay. that's better.
My bad. Don't worry about that.
It's weird because it's a mind affecting effect, but it requires a fortitude save. That doesn't sound right.
I don't know, but that's a 32.
All right, 32 is gonna pass.
Good work.
It's gonna leave it very pissed off at Reed Reaper.
I would imagine.
Up next is Uhtred.
So, mind blank does get factored in with this, even though it's a fortitude save. He said it was a mind effect.
If fortitude save specifies will saves, then no, it doesn't. But if it just says saves versus mind affecting effects, then yes, it does.
Mind blank, not this. Mind blank provides a +8 resistance bonus on saving throws against all mind affecting spells and effects. It doesn't specify will saves; it just says saving throws.
Yeah, then it would be included.
That's
in
ridiculous.
I mean, what? Besides this specific save, how many effects are mind-affecting effects that don't target will saves?
Yeah, that's fair.
It's kind of a miracle that they didn't just say will saves, because it's almost the same thing across the board. But yeah. All right, Uhtred, what you doing?
I'm going to cast a Frostbite, move up, deliver it through my scimitar.
Are you looking right at it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to, because my fortitude's pretty good. I'm getting that extra +4 on it. And the penalty if I fail is a confusion effect, which is like you roll a percent die and there's like 4 different options, like the spell confusion.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that, because I only have a 1 in 4 chance that I hurt myself. It's a 36 fortitude.
36 will pass.
Okay. And then I have 1 swing coming. That is a 30 to hit him, who is technically got the grappled condition.
What's the penalty for being grappled? It's like it shakes out to a -2?
Yeah, it shakes out to -2.
Alright. Then a 30 will unfortunately not hit. It's now the Bandersnatch's turn. It's going to roll to maintain its grapple on Reed Reaper. So I was just thinking, well, I probably just need to not get a natural 1, and I'm going to maintain. And then I went and got a natural 20.
Oh, jeez.
So that's a maintain. So now it's going to... it has a rake attack, which is basically a bonus option for when you maintain a grapple. So he's going to go ahead and hit Reed Reaper with 4 claw attacks as it rakes the shit out of him.
Don't worry, I'm the Hierophant. I'm trained in this type of thing.
You're his battery.
That's going to be a 45 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. A 37 to hit.
That misses.
That's another 45 to hit.
Yeah.
And another 37 to hit.
And that misses.
That was pretty freaking weird. All right. Okay, first claw is going to deal 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Second claw is going to deal 16 points of damage. And
okay.
It got you with 2 claws, so its rend is going to activate. Take another 23 points of damage.
Oh.
And as a swift action... It's like it's just kind of like rolling around, grabbing on Reed Reaper with its front claw, with its front claws, and just raking the shit out of him with its 4 back claws. And then as a swift action, its tail just kind of like winds up and just like crashes down onto Thalias. And that's going to be a 33 to hit.
It meets my AC, so.
All right.
And if there's one thing we've learned from 5 years of playing this podcast, it's that tie goes to the defender.
But then it actually doesn't, according to Alex. So, yeah, I've been paying attention.
So Thalias takes 28 points of damage from the tail slap, and then you're going to get stuck with a bunch of painful quills. I'm going to need a reflex save, please.
All right. It's my worst save. Oh, get natural. 31.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Quills the frig out of here.
You do not get stuck with quills. All right, but that's the Bandersnatch's turn. Up next is Arginus.
All right. Arginus is going to put, I think I have three ball. Yeah, so three ball lightnings on this.
Four ball lightnings.
So I'm going to need three reflex saves.
Four reflex saves.
Oh, I'm up to four?
You've been at four for a while.
Yeah, I've been up to four. Dumb, dumb.
26.
Makes it.
37.
Makes it.
25.
Makes it.
36.
Yeah. Were any of those natural 20s?
Do you think they need to be?
For its size, this thing seems to be maybe the most nimble and agile monster you've ever fought.
Wow. That's nuts. Okay.
All right. Then that brings us to Thalias.
Yes. And about that, I'd like to heal my friend Reed Reaper.
All right.
But also, I don't remember exactly what all the healing spells are. Cure Critical is the fourth level one, and then I can max it because that's my O-ball.
Well, funny thing about that.
Yeah. Okay, so educate me on this.
Reed Reaper does not have an O-ball. So you'll be rolling like normal.
But wait, isn't it mine that affects it?
No, you having one maxes healing done to you. Yeah.
Oh.
Alternatively.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I'm assuming that you took heal as your 6th level spell. That's just a flat 150.
It's my only. Yeah. So you just toss him out a big boy.
Could.
Is he super dead? How beat up is he?
I'm about halfway beat up.
Oh, well, you can take another round?
Maybe 3/5.
Is that a race joke?
No, it was math.
I want to full attack, but I should be healing.
Even when he channels the Hierophant, he doesn't want to be the Hierophant.
It's not so easy. All this power. I'm going to heal him. Let's just try it out. 5-foot step.
Okay.
And I'm going to touch him with Cure Critical, my 4th level spell.
You're going to defensively cast?
Hey, I'll defensively cast if you want, if you think that's wise.
I mean, I'm still grappled, so...
Bandersnatch is technically grappled. So if you don't think it's got some cool ability that lets it make attacks of opportunity, even while it's grappling, then go ahead and cast normal.
What are the odds it has a cool ability?
It also, it didn't take any attacks of opportunity when you guys were moving around last time, so...
Yeah, no, we're probably fine.
Yeah, but I think that was because it had the grapple condition, right?
Yeah, it still does.
Oh, all right, perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, do you know what it caps out at, this roll? It's 48 plus...
It'll be
15?
It'll be plus your level.
Oh, plus my level.
Like, it'll cap out at 20.
Okay.
Just really quick, Arginus, when you cast Ball Lightning, that's another thing where you don't have to look directly at the Bandersnatch, but you got to look in its direction to direct the Ball Lightning. So we're gonna do another 50% chance to see if you were affected by the gaze.
Well, actually, can I move it with my move action from like a location way over here to into that?
You still have to look in that direction to move it. You mean just like cast it over there, close your eyes, and just say go north?
Yeah, I thought it was just a point. Yeah.
Sure.
I didn't take a move action, so.
Yeah, that's fine. Thalias, on the other hand, you are targeting Reed Reaper, who is currently grappled by this thing, so. Best you can do is partial look. So, highs or lows?
Highs. Highs again. Highs never fail.
35.
I mean lows. Did you hear highs?
Yeah, I heard highs. It might be Discord that's fucking us up again. But we're gonna stick with that. Give me a fortitude save. And okay. Add your mind blank bonus to it.
Okay, that'll be handy. Oh, 39.
All right, you're fine. So how much does Reed Reaper heal?
He heals for 37. Pretty good, huh?
That is pretty good.
And then there's more, in fact.
Oh?
Because I'm going to swift action to heal myself with Lay on Hands.
Okay.
And because I'm healing myself, I do get the max benefit.
Kudos, Joe. Played that out flawlessly.
Thank you, thank you. There's plenty more heals where that came from.
Very good. Up next is Reed Reaper.
All right. Reed Reaper is... He's going to repeat what he did last time. I mean, he still has the axe manifested, but I'll give you the fortitude save to stare right in this thing's eyes again. It's a nat 20 for a 40.
Just a quick side note. You all would be aware that this thing has fast healing, and on its turn, it healed some damage that it took.
Well, that's stupid.
Okay, but seeing this thing dodging all of these lightning balls while it's holding me, Reed Reaper is just going to call out, like, "My friend, redirect your lightning onto me."
What?
Okay. You heard the man.
Yeah. Did I stutter?
No, you didn't. I'm confused. That where is this going?
I don't know. It might have been Discord again.
First things first, I call out to Arginus to do that, and now I'm going to Vital Strike with the Battle Axe again. Power attacking. That's a 39 to hit.
39 hits.
That is 60 damage.
What?
What? How?
Plus 2 fire and 3 cold.
Roll to kill.
Yeah, no.
And I have abilities I can use, like, as a moved or swift. I'm just, like, trying to... New character, new abilities. You gotta see what's a standard, what's a move, all that.
I know.
Make sure this works like I think it's gonna work before I say I'm doing it. Alright, yeah. Reed Reaper is going to, as a swift action, activate his Katrina's Calm ability, which creates a 30-foot radius that acts as a calm emotions spell.
Deal 60 damage and be like, alright, now calm the fuck down.
So yeah, I need all three of you and the creature to give me a will save.
What the fuck? Is this a mind-affecting effect?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is this a spell?
It is a spell-like ability. Actually, it's a supernatural ability that's mimicking the effects of a spell.
I think I remember something about if they're already... Maybe I'm thinking of, like, Charm Person. Like, if they're already, like, engaged in combat, they take a... They got a bonus on their save. I think I might be thinking of Charm Person.
Yeah, here's the description. It doesn't say anything about being already in combat. If someone like attacks it while this effect is in is happening, it breaks it. But it doesn't even get like a bonus to saving against it like while in a fight.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Charm Person is what I was thinking of. If the target's currently being threatened or attacked by you or your allies, it receives a +5 bonus on its save. All right. Let's get that save.
31 for our genus.
25 for Uhtred.
34 for the Linus.
I got a 24.
Okay. So the Bandersnatch and Uhtred fall under the effects of calm emotions.
Bullshit.
So, yeah, creatures so affected cannot take violent actions or do anything destructive.
That's funny you got Uhtred in there.
Wow. All right. The Bandersnatch immediately slackens its grapple on Reed Reaper. And, yeah, now it's Uhtred's turn. But Uhtred's also feeling the vibe.
Yeah. I'm chilling.
I still have a move action, technically.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to kind of step back from the creature, just a 5-foot step back, And just kind of like dust myself off, check for puncture wounds. Like,
there's a lot.
that is a bit better.
All right, yeah. Uhtred, you doing anything non-offensive on your turn?
Nah, I think I'm just gonna ride the vibe. We got the grass. We went and smoked it. Like, it only makes sense now.
Sorry to catch you up in that, Uhtred, but
yeah, I think it's just kind of an AOE situation. You can't control.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Uhtred would really be upset about this change of position.
The Bandersnatch. It's the Bandersnatch's turn, and it just kind of it seems. It seems like it's still, like, almost like it's just instinctive for it. It is, like, still very,
calm.
It's not aggressive, but it's just ruffled. Like, that's a good word for it. It is perpetually ruffled. And it just kind of, like, paces, like, in place. It knows that it should be attacking you, but it's just kind of, like, unable to.
Good job, well done, everybody.
So, let's see. Is it the same duration as the spell, calm emotions?
This duration, concentration, up to one round per level. My actual ability just says creatures are entitled to a new saving throw each time they re-enter the aura after leaving it, and anyone who saves successfully is immune for 24 hours. It acts as a common motion spell on creatures within its area. So, yeah, I guess it's just, concentration plus one round per level.
All right. So I guess the question is, what's the plan? But it is Arginus' turn.
Arginus sends the lightning balls over to...
over to Reed Reaper? I mean, he told you to.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Roll the damage for it, please.
That was before, you idiot.
That's kind of what I was just thinking to myself. I was like,
oh, no.
I forgot it.
No, please do. He stands there and takes it, all four of them, full damage. Let's hear it.
All right.
Elias has so many questions. Toss this guy a heel. Hit me with lightning. He's like, bro.
Clear.
4d6, right?
3d6 per... Right, so that's 12d6.
Oh, right, 12d6. 41 damage.
41. Divide that by 3 is 13 rounded down. So Reed Reaper heals 13 damage.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah, obviously.
Fascinating.
Just like anyone would.
Yeah, that's how that works.
One of my abilities is that feathery cloak that I described when I was telling you about him. It is actually a similar ability to a specific psychopomp called a Yamaraj. And for me, that ability makes me immune to electricity. And whenever I'm struck by an attack or effect dealing electricity damage, I heal one hit point per 3 points of damage it would have normally dealt. And if that would even cause me to exceed my maximum HP, I get temporary HP that lasts for up to an hour.
Well, all right then.
Damn.
So those lightning balls are like a little battery for me if they're ever ineffective against a creature like this.
Sure. So, and then now I'm, you know what? Fuck it. Like, this thing is, I'm gonna do, not Finger of Death, what is it called?
Disintegrate?
Disintegrate. does that require a...
Requires a touch attack.
And a...
Although technically this thing's not currently in combat because neither it or Uhtred are being aggressive.
Oh, he absolutely still needs to make a ranged touch attack. It can't make an aggressive action, but it can still dodge an attack coming at it.
Right, no. I meant it wouldn't get like the -4 penalty for shooting into melee because it's not currently engaged in melee combat.
Right, yes, that is true.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
All right.
All right, here we go. Big numbers. Oh, yeah. I'm also going to use the cards on this. Matt just handed me the cards. I was just like, oh, wait, yeah.
Arginus is casting a spell. Hold on.
27 to hit. It's ranged touch AC.
Okay. That'll hit.
Okay. And what's the other thing?
You pull three cards?
Pull three cards. Oh.
Let's get the name, the alignment, and then the suit that it's from.
The cricket and neutral good.
And the key and the is key. What?
Dex.
All right. Next card?
The next one is the mute hag. It is in the neutral evil, and it's the star.
That's wisdom.
Wisdom. And this one is the wanderer, neutral good, and that's the book, which I think is intelligence.
Yep. So none of those are your alignment or your opposite alignment, so they just affect normally. The intelligence one gives you a +1 bonus on caster level checks to overcome spell resistance. The wisdom increases the spell's effective caster level by 1. And dex gives you a +2 to AC, +1 to reflex saves and AC until the beginning of your next turn.
Nice.
So the +1 caster level is the big one.
Yeah. There's no spell resistance to overcome, so I just need to give you a fortitude save. Oh, this is going to be close. 24.
24 fails.
Oh my.
And since this is +1 caster level, you're dealing damage as a 17th level, which is 34d6.
What?
Ooh. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Disintegrate deals 2d6 per level damage on a failed fort save.
Oh.
Tom, you have a max potential of 216.
You can't roll less than 200, Tom. Come on.
Look at that block of numbers.
We should really make him roll that in person. 96 at a time.
Just manually count them up.
Yeah, count the fucking blips.
All right, what are we looking at?
That's 125.
You roll the Hierophant for one day and this happens. It's like, you can't take a day off with you people.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that really pissed him off. And now it's Thalias' turn.
Oh, Thalias' turn, huh?
Yep.
What? Okay.
And the Bandersnatch and Uhtred are now snapped out of the calm emotions effect.
Yes. Snapping one crikey. Person out. Snaps
what
everybody
have we got
out.
Here?
He went from calm to nettled. So what's Thalias doing?
I'm going to take a 5-foot step up and full attack. But also, maybe I didn't think this through. Can I use... I can't use a swift action in full attack. So how do I transit 3? I guess I can.
You can swift action and full attack in the same round.
Oh, I can.
A full attack takes your move and standard action.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. So I'll transit 3 and then full attack with me shovel, championly. Oh, natural 20. Let's go. First attack. What's that? You want to know if it confirms? 36.
36 will confirm.
Yes. Give me a card.
All right. This is shovel.
Yep. Always bludgeoning with the shovel.
You get some momentum here. This is double damage, and you get +2 on the rest of your attacks for this round.
Yeah. Good thing it was first. Yeah. Hold on, though. I'm going to look right at this thing.
Oh, good idea.
Was I supposed to say that before?
Yeah, get a fort save in.
Yeah. And Arginus, I'm going to need a fort save from you, too. Well, yeah.
It's a 27 fort save.
Oh, I'm going to use a hero point to reroll that.
Yeah,
my last hero point.
The last thing we need is to negate that disintegrate.
Yep. Not much better, but 25.
Yeah, you're fine.
Whew.
That means Thalias, you're good too with a 20 or 31. So,
oh yeah, right, +4. All right, sweet. So you want to hear my fatty damage?
Yeah.
It's a 28 plus 18, 46, and 5 acid. Hiss.
With that crit, Thalias finishes off the Bandersnatch. Yes. Just a big
all the glory,
big old Kong right on his head. The Banner Snatch falls, collapses to the ground head first, and we'll see you next week on the Inspired Incompetence podcast. See ya.
That's us.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
Yeah, I can let you guys have one glory.